93.7, the river that goes STP, classic rock redefined here on a Thursday on the Dog and Joe Show. 30 minutes away, you'll get to meet another adorable adoptable from the Front Street Animal Shelter, a female today, so you'll meet her on Facebook. Saw this yesterday on KCRA.com. Wow. California is full of psychopaths and ranks second in the nation.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
California, the most psychotic state in the union, followed only second to Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it up with the C states?
Yeah, I guess Connecticut, though, because there's a bunch of, you know, stockbrokers there and businessmen. You know, I guess there are a bunch of psychos there. Other highly psycho states, Jersey, New York, and Wyoming. West Virginia, Vermont, and Tennessee among the least psychopathic.
Huh.
So you got to go to Virginia or West Virginia, Vermont, Tennessee, if you want to be with a bunch of nice, level-headed people.
The mountain folk.
Yeah. Nothing more twisted than Tennessee. I've always said that, and I believe it. So if the people there aren't psycho...
Isn't that their phrasing on their license plate?
More twisted than Tennessee.
Yeah.
This is what it says, though. Listen to this. This according to the San Francisco Gate from KCRA. Ever feel like there's something sinister lurking behind the crunchy granola, yoga-living, avocado-eating facade of your fellow Californians? Now there's research to back you up. That's what it says. They did this big study on it, saying California, the second most psychotic state out of America.
Gosh.
And these are the five big traits. Okay. These are the things that make people psychotic.
Okay.
Neuroticism, conscientiousness, agreeableness, extroversion, and openness to experience. And what they did is they tracked those five personality traits the most closely to come up with these psychotic results.
All right.
California in second place. So what I want to do, and if anyone out there wants to do this with us, 766-9370, I want to find out right here and now who on the show is most psycho.
Oh, that's easy. That's way easy to tell you that. Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, is anyone in doubt?
Dana?
Really?
Dana's a psycho.
I mean, give me a break.
Why? How am I a psycho?
You're not, Dana. You're not. He's trying to take the attention away from him.
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought you were going to say me.
No, you.
Oh, I'm the most psycho.
You, sir. Yes,
I agree
you,
with
sir.
You, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just got done just sharpening my hatchet last night. Mm. It's in the truck and ready to go.
For such a tiny person, you got a lot of big psycho inside you.
Yeah, that's what they say. Small package, big psycho. I never wanted to talk about this because, you know, then it's implicated. Psychopath Thursday, that's when I go out lopping heads off of people. Yeah. No, everybody, I think, was going to say you. You're the psycho.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's see if there's any science to this. Let's see if our science jives with their science. California, the second most psychotic state. What we have here is a psycho test, okay? And we're going to select Dana. We're going to do male, okay? What we're going to do is the test on Joe. And okay. Dana and I are going to play along too, okay?
Oh, fantastic.
Question one. Most would describe me as a charming and nonchalant. I can turn my charm on and off like a faucet. Most people describe me as charming and nonchalant. I can turn my charm on and off like a faucet.
Now,
here's your answers.
These questions, do you say true or false to these?
No. Okay. This is multiple choice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that not you? This describes me somewhat, or this is definitely me, Joe?
This is definitely me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think I could be charming or not charming. Is that more the Gemini, or is that more my sensitivities?
Wait. Psycho.
No, it's not psycho.
All right, he says this is definitely me. Dana, most would describe me as charming, nonchalant. And you can turn your charm off and on like a faucet.
I don't think people describe you as charming.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, so would I put for that, not me?
Yeah.
You could turn it off like a faucet.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure you can turn it on.
It's turned off like a rusty faucet. Yeah.
That's right. That's got a broken handle.
Yeah. Dana, where would you be on that?
I think I'm in the middle. This is somewhat describing me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dana's in the middle. Okay. Mm-hmm. And let's go to the second question. I do what I want when I want, the moment the impulse strikes me, regardless of what others want.
Egads. Now,
Joe, is that not you? This describes me somewhat, or definitely you?
It's definitely me, but I do this not hurting folks.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I don't do what I want. Like, I walk right down the hallway and punch you right in the mouth. It's more like I kind of live by my own time clock. I show up late to things. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of slow.
I buy a lot of trinkets.
And if I see something that I would like, I don't research it so much. I just kind of go get it. You know what I mean?
But you do like to please other people, right?
I love pleasing
because
other people.
Because it says regardless of what others want.
That's why I have a hard time with it, because I do whatever I want without hurting folks.
Okay, so is that you? Does that describe you somewhat or definitely you?
I would say describes me somewhat.
Okay, Dana, jot that down for Joe.
Is that what you guys think, though?
I agree with that.
That's what I think, too, because regardless of what others think, I think is the big thing there.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt no one.
Dana, is that you?
I would say I'm the same as Joe.
Yeah.
I don't like the hurtful aspect of it, and I'm a people pleaser.
Okay.
Now let's get to you.
Well, Lance, where would I be on that? Where would I be?
Well, you're the last one on there. You do whatever you want no matter what happens.
Okay, fair enough. Jot me down on that one, Dana. Okay. Mm-hmm. If something goes wrong or turns out badly, it's not my fault.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not you, somewhat you, or definitely you?
I would say definitely me in the thinking that I have on the subject.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not definitely me in what the real life situation is, because I probably caused it.
Yeah, so you would blame it on someone else. It's not your fault. Yeah, that's absolutely Joe.
I try to, but then you and Dana would call me on it, and everyone would know the truth very quickly.
Dana, not you or somewhat?
I would say not me. I usually own up to my mistakes. Yeah.
I got to go there with Dana on that one.
Probably doesn't make very many of them in the first place, I'd imagine.
I try not to.
Yeah, yeah, try hard. And if I screw something up, hey, all me. I mean, you know, die by the sword, live by the sword. I mean, you screw it up. I mean, why run from it?
Well, it makes it worse when you lie about it. That's the other thing.
Did you hear that, Joe?
Well,
it makes it worse when you lie about it.
I mean, who's the kind of person that would be proven wrong and then still ride that horse until
until the legs fell off of it?
I don't know. Let's call your doctor, Joe.
Yes. Psychopath. That's California, second most psychotic state in the union, we've learned. This is according to KCRA and the San Francisco Gate. I've gotten into legal or criminal trouble as an adult.
Ooh.
Not just a speeding or parking ticket. Not me, somewhat, definitely me.
Not me.
Not you.
No.
Dana?
Not me.
Yeah, if you're going to throw a parking ticket and speeding out, yeah, not me.
Not yeah, none of us are really lawbreakers.
I am easily the best at what I do, bar none. Nobody could ever take my place.
Man, that's a tough one. What are the answers on this one?
Same as always. Not me, somewhat, or definitely me.
Egads. I'm afraid to answer this one.
Yeah, I can't wait, because I want truth. And you know what? If you bend it, I'll fix it. I'll straighten the truth right up on this.
Well, I think people would believe me to be somewhat of a confident individual.
Uh-huh.
I'd go with the last one on that one for me.
I'm easily the best at what I do, bar none. Nobody could ever take my place.
I'd say I probably think that.
Yeah, Dana.
I'm probably wrong about it, but I probably think that.
Jot that down, Dana. That is definitely Joe. Yeah. Dana, you.
I'm good at only one thing. Luckily, I've fallen into it.
What is it?
To my belief.
What is it?
Showing up late.
Yes, there we go.
There you go, Joe. That's what you excel at in life.
We've made a bit out of it. It's a real part of the program here today. I appreciate it.
I almost for a stupid split second thought you were going to say radio, but I'm glad you were honest during this test.
Yes, I would never.
Dana, you. What about you?
I would say not me. I don't think that I'm the best at what I do, and I definitely think people can take your place.
Okay.
I would say to the latter of that, you and I probably believe that she is the best at what she does, and no one can take her place. Because as far as Dog and I are concerned, no one can take her place.
That's true. But I think Dana's humble, and you know, Dana's unlike Joe. She's not an egomaniac or a psycho.
Not an egomaniac. She's definitely humble.
Where would I fall on this? And I ask you this because I know it's not definitely me.
You're not cocky.
I'm not. Well, I mean, I'm confident.
You're not cocky like a jerk. I'll say that.
No, I know that people can take my place, and I think if you think that you're the best at what you do, why are you still doing it unless you're just raking in tons of money? I mean, if you're that good at it, you're going to have the accolades or the bank account to prove it. I don't have those things, so I would say somewhat for me. Is that fair?
I think that's fair.
Okay. I do whatever I feel like doing, and I don't care what others think, even if it's illegal. I do whatever I feel like doing. I don't care what others think, even if it's illegal.
You're going to take me back to my dope smoking days on this,
because
I don't really do it anymore.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, that only That is only true if I'm not hurting someone. I do whatever I want and I think whatever I think, but I do all these things not wanting to cause anyone any emotional.
So again, probably somewhat.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not okay. A hurtful person. I just, you know, I'm lazy.
Jot Joe down for someone on that, mm-hmm. Dana. What about you? Not you, Dana?
Not me.
Not yeah. Dana at all.
How would you rate me on that one?
Middle.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think you hurt people.
No. I wouldn't hurt anyone.
At anyone's, you know, you're not going to do it just to... I mean, you're more towards the latter of this one, but you kind of fall in the middle.
I will run a red light. Mm-hmm. I will do things. Let me just be truthful on this.
Hands free, free.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do whatever I... Here's the thing. If there's a cop sitting at the stop sign, will I stop?
Yep. Yes, you will.
Is there no cop sitting at the stop sign? It's a four-way?
There's a cop sitting there that you see.
Yes, yes, that I see. Will I stop? Yes. But I'll be truthful with this, and I know people are going to cuss me, and I don't care. I live out in the country, and there's a four-way stop, and I'm childish, I'm juvenile, and
yes,
I'm a guy,
yes,
and I'm 46 years of age, and there's mm-hmm. just some things that
you don't outgrow?
You don't outgrow, and that make me laugh.
Stop sign.
When you're driving into work at 3:45 in the morning, and there's not a soul on the road, and I can see all areas of the four-way stop, it gives me some sort of ignorant, arrogant fun to blow through the stop sign, going as fast as I can.
Do you do it every morning?
Every morning. Unless it's foggy, I do it, and I can see oncoming traffic, and there's a school at this four-way stop sign, so I'm always like, oh man, is it going to be a sheriff or a CHP there? But there's nowhere to really park.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the thrill of it, I think. And now here's the thing. If there was a lot of traffic and I've been driving through the stop sign all these years and there was always a car.
Yeah, you're not going to want to wreck.
Yeah.
No, I would not do that. But there gives me some small amount of adolescent joy blowing through that stop sign going 80 miles an hour, and I do it daily, and I laugh right now. And I know people are like, my God, how irresponsible could you be?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. You have to understand how desolate and how country this road is. There's no one out there, and if there were, I would see them. So that's why, for me, even if it's illegal, it depends. Is the sheriff standing on the corner, or is he not?
Or is it how illegal? For you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, how illegal?
Yeah.
Like, will you break a law? Yes. But
don't
will you
steal that old lady's purse.
Right.
I'm not going to take an old lady's purse.
You're not going to steal, burglarize, cause harm.
If I'm sitting in a red light and it won't change, and I see a camera above it, I'll probably do a U-turn. If it's early in the morning, I mean, I'll do that kind of stuff
like that. Mm-hmm. But you have no nervousness whatsoever. Like, it's like dipping into the fast lane or the HVAC lane.
You haven't learned the light flashing trick for the lights?
What do you mean?
That
you flash
work,
your
does
brights. It?
It
totally does.
No.
Yes,
no,
it does.
No, Dana, you gotta back up and forward over the sensors.
No, the flashing. You
no.
sit there and flash
See,
your lights.
There's another
it changes.
Urban legend we missed
no,
today, right
Dana,
there.
The strobe lights in emergency vehicles have a different frequency and a different brightness that do it.
It
your
works.
High beams do not activate.
It works.
No, it doesn't.
If you can get that wig-wag pitter-patter down, you probably can.
Well, yeah, but it's still a different light. It's a different frequency.
I have implemented this method many times trying to get here on time. I know it works.
No. Uh-huh. Dana, there's plates in the road that sense the cars. That's what triggers the lights.
No!
The only ones that could do that are the emergency vehicles. Yes, that's true.
She's not hitting the plates in the road. She's getting the flash down.
That's right.
Timed.
I have that flash down.
Yeah. You better have that ready when you go to the hospital to give birth. Oh, you're having the baby at home.
Yeah, I don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah. Her doula's going to need to get the flash down.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I guess that would somewhat describe me, too. It's not definitely me, but I'll do a lot of stuff vehicularly that I don't care about if it's safe or if there's no cops around.
That's why I put you in the somewhat on this one, because it's only kind of vehicular.
Every person for themselves. I don't see the point of feeling sorry for other people and have no desire to help others.
That is definitely not me.
Yeah, that's not Joe.
Dana, where would you fall?
Not me.
Not Dana either. I don't think that's you either. That's none of us, really.
Oh yeah, no, I disagree with that.
I think dog is people? Every man for himself, unless it includes like his wife and his child are incorporated.
No, I
think you got to include your wife and your child
in
this. I mean, random strangers. I mean, you help your family.
Well, yeah, because they're my family, but I will help no one else. I'm looking at every person for themselves. I don't see the point of feeling sorry for other people and have no desire to help other people. That is definitely me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I agree.
I don't know if I would completely agree with that.
Well, I mean, am I going to help my son? I wouldn't have had my son if I wasn't going to help him and raise him.
I even think, Rand, I don't think you're that. I mean, maybe it's situational with you.
No, it's not.
Not at all?
I have no sympathy for anyone.
Mm-mm.
I really don't.
Help you out, but if you're going to lay it out there, okay.
Here's how I can explain this.
Decisions are very easy and black and white in your world.
Yeah. I don't have a gray area. Yes, I'm loyal to very few, and those that I'm loyal to, yes, I will, you know, die trying to help them, but the others I don't care about. And to prove my point, Joe, I could see you standing at that four-way stop sign that I've just admitted to running.
Yeah.
You're out there in your robe. It's got the little river patch on it. My high beams, I see that it's you. I'm not slowing down, because you know why? You shouldn't be in the middle of that four-way stop. I am going to mow you over, even though I know you are not going to be on the show with me, because I've now killed you. That's my point with that. I got to be honest. I don't feel sorry for other people, and I really don't have sympathy for
stuff. Well, I was just going to try and help you out. I know you don't, but I was going to make him so bad.
Yeah, be a better person.
Yeah. I mean, if we're being honest here, I've gotten into legal or criminal trouble when I was a teenager. Again, not just speeding or a parking ticket.
Get a little run-in with the coppers?
Yeah.
Well, I did.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I did. I got in my fair share of legal trouble as a teenager. Okay. Nothing horrible, but like...
So definitely you or somewhat?
Definitely me on that one.
Okay, Dana?
Not me.
Not you at all. I would say I'm in the middle. That is somewhat. I had a lot of little run-ins, and you know, I even had a DUI that I've talked about. Mm-hmm. I was a little over a teenager when that happened, but I used to get in lots of little criminal jail-type, juvenile hall-y little things when I was young.
Now, jail-y type stuff, not so much, but trouble with the law for like underage drinking and staying out late and doing things I shouldn't have been. Nothing horrible, but I got in a lot of trouble.
No jail.
Only jail one. Remember, I only had to go to jail one time in college.
And is that where you fell in love with it? Is that like, remember we went to Folsom? You're like, God, I've missed this.
Oh, I fell in love with jail by reading what happens in jail.
Why did that happen to me?
Yeah, that's really what you know turned me on to it.
Okay, I have no problem or concern in lying in order to get what I want.
Ooh, nope, that's not me.
Somewhat?
Mm-mm.
Definitely? Or not you?
Not me.
Not you at all?
No, not to get what I want.
Okay, Dana?
I mean, wait. I'll lie for fun, but not to get things.
So I'm confused. You have no problem or concern in lying to get what you want. I don't think you should lie, right?
I'm thinking this is probably even to get what you lie, want. Cheat, steal to get ahead in life. I'm thinking that's probably what this one is.
Okay, so you would say not you at all.
Yeah.
Dana?
Is it not me then too, if I think that you shouldn't lie?
Yeah.
I don't think you lie, cheat, or steal to get ahead in life, Dana.
Okay.
It just says lying here. I don't lie, but I mean, like I say, if there's a wallet there and I know that, you know, there's $20 in it.
I didn't see $20.
And it could get me home, I'll take it.
Yeah, but you don't consider that stealing.
No, that's finding.
Yeah, the world does though.
Finder's fee.
I don't know where to put myself on that. It's either not me or somewhat.
I don't think you lie to get ahead.
No. I don't lie. Yeah. I hate lying.
I would say not me for you.
Sickens me. Okay, so we're all the same there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Live in the moment is what I say. The future will take care of itself, and learning from your past is pointless. Not you. Somewhat. Definitely you.
I'm a mix between somewhat and definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I somewhat learned from my past because I have sobered up.
Uh-huh.
And change my ways, but I live in the moment, dude. I don't really plan for anything. Never really have.
Yeah, Dana, where are you at on that one?
I'm the same as Joe. I'm in the middle. I definitely believe in live in the moment, but I personally think that you can learn a lot from your past also.
So I don't know where would I fall on this, because
what's the first one, the top one on that?
Not at me. All? Yeah.
Mm, that's hard to...
I don't know where I'm at on this one, because live in the moment, my wife always says that you need to live in the moment. Live in the moment.
You definitely don't live in the moment.
Yeah, I don't feel like you do either.
Okay, but learning from my past.
You do that.
So I don't know. What does that mean? Somewhat?
I think you're middle of the road.
Well, but this is saying you learn from your past. Learning from your past is pointless. Do you think that learning from your past is pointless?
No, I don't.
So then I would say...
Well,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. This is tough for me, because I think all of our life lessons are what, you know, better help us for tomorrow and going through these experiences. I absolutely believe in learning from your past, but living in the moment, yuck.
Then there's also this. Yuck. You can really believe in learning from your past, but just not do it.
Well, then you're just an idiot.
I mean, that's where I find myself. I mean,
if every time you turn the corner, you get hit in the head with a shovel, and you keep turning the same damn corner, you're a moron.
I mean, I knew doing drugs for the majority of my life probably wasn't a good idea, but I just kept doing them.
Yeah. I think it's more not you than this is somewhat, just because two out of these three things are definitely not you, whereas the only one that you are an advocate for is learning from your past.
Put me down for that one then, for not me. Yeah, the only one living in the damn moment's Oprah. And I wish she would have never started this. She's convinced all these women to live in the moment, live in the moment. You know why she can live in the moment? Because she has a world's worth of freaking money.
Living in the moment had nothing to do with the money you got. I live in the moment. I'm broke as a joke.
Yeah, but you're living in a different kind of moment. You're living in a broke moment. It's easier to live...
The word broke wasn't in front of it. It just said moment.
It's easier to enjoy the moment right here, right now, when you're wrapped in a... cashmere bathrobe or whatever the hell Oprah's got.
Oh, I'd love that. Be wrapped in a cashmere bathrobe in here this morning.
I feel no remorse, shame, or guilt about something I've said or done. Somewhat, definitely, not me.
I feel no remorse.
Yes.
Not me.
Okay,
not
Dana?
Not me. I feel remorse and shame if I say something that I regret.
To the point of making me tear up and cry.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you fall on this one?
I think he says things and he means them and he does not regret saying them one iota.
Well, now I disagree with that. I think he says things and means them. I think he regrets saying them sometimes but would never admit it.
But he stands behind them. Yeah. He will double down on them.
I can tell you're not a harsh individual and you'll say things that are very, very harsh. I've learned through being your friend and your partner.
However, you've actually showed me here today as we go through this that you really know less about me than I thought. Thank God Dana's here. Thank you, young lady.
I don't think that you would admit it, is what I'm saying.
Have I not admitted stuff to you when I've hurt your feelings? And you say, why do you say those things if you don't think they're true? And have I not told you, Joe, I think they're true?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that.
I don't have guilt or remorse for anything I say. The only time I would have guilt or remorse for something that I've said or done is if I was called on it or if I thought that it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I try to say stuff, and when you do a radio show, stuff just blurts out of your head and through your mind. You can't always catch everything you want to catch the right way. It's tough when you do a live show. I don't think I have any remorse or guilt unless I said it and I meant it and the person was really saddened by it. I would think, oh God, I felt bad.
That is the only time I think.
I still meant it. So then I think, well, I don't feel bad.
That's why you don't apologize for it.
Yeah, I don't. So I would say that's definitely me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have no guilt or remorse about anything I say unless they come in and go, oh my God, you're going to get fined $20,000 and you have to sell your house and pay
$2
million. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll come in reborn Christian and I'll go to church.
Yeah, that's not even really having guilt or remorse. That's just saving your skin.
Well, that's kind of true.
Yeah,
that's definitely me on that one, I would think.
I think so.
And one more. Oh. This is the final one. I don't see the point in taking responsibilities of any kind. They just weigh you down.
Okay. I fall in the middle on that one. Because I do not see the point in taking responsibilities of any kind because they do weigh you down. But I am a dad.
Yeah.
And I am a husband. And you know, so you have to have some. But I'll be honest when I tell you, I do not see the point in having them.
But that's the fair thing.
I hate responsibility.
It's fair, I think it's definitely him. Like, with or without the kid, it forces you to have responsibility.
Joe's saying he's in the middle on this? Are you saying you're on the middle one, Joe?
Yeah, and I lean towards this is definitely him. Like, even though you're forced to have responsibilities because of Digger, but you still believe in this 100%.
You lust.
I would live this lifestyle to a T.
You lust after the fact that you can't no longer. So I agree with Dana. If you took your wife and your ex-wife and you took your son out of this,
I'd be like this right now.
That is
you. As a matter of fact, I lived like this until, you know, I got to town here.
Mm-hmm. Responsibilities of any kind, they just weigh you. Because that's the thing with Joe, man. That's a harsh toke, bro. I don't need all this weight on my shoulders, man. I'm just going to let the wind blow me into town wherever it takes me. That's Joe. I would say that's definitely you.
The responsibilities are the hoops I don't feel like jumping through anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I always feel like the responsibilities are the tasks and things that the world put on you.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like it.
Like putting on underwear?
Yeah.
Just anything.
Yeah, mowing the lawn, showing up on time. Yeah.
Taking down your Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Any of that.
Sending the credit card payment on time. Yeah.
Are your tires properly aired up, you know? Just anything that would be like somewhat of a laundry, dishwashing, anything.
Yeah.
You know, teeth brushing.
I would say, Dana, that's definitely Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you at on that, Dana?
I don't have a problem with responsibilities, but I don't always like adding more to my list.
So what are you, in the middle?
I would say I'm in the middle.
Yeah, I would say me, not me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see the point in they just weigh you down. That is not me.
No, God, no.
Life is full of responsibilities and tasks daily, and the better that you can check them off the list sooner, I think the better off you're going to be. So, okay, Dana, we're going to tally this up. We'll come back, and then we'll find out.
I think we already know which one of us is a psychopath.
Oh, I already know. I have the answers for all three of us.
No, you don't. You already have it?
Uh-huh.
And it's ready to go.
Uh-huh.
All right,
don't do it. Don't do it.
I won't.
No, not yet. We'll come back. We'll give the results. Yeah, hang on.
Dog and Joe.